WWF Adopt a Panda and help bring our world back to life.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, the Chancellor says she's prioritising health, defence and the economy as she set out the government's spending plans in the Commons. Rachel Reeves says the NHS will get a 3% boost each year this Parliament, while spending on defence is to rise to 2.6% of GDP by 2027. Social and affordable housing will get £39 billion, while £7 billion will go to the prison system to create 14,000 more places. Our political editor, Natasha Clark, says there are some losers.
The Home Office down 2.2%, so obviously bad news for generally things like the police and of course all the things like that the Home Office have to do, border security, asylum, hotels, all of those things going to have a budget funding cut. The biggest loser at the moment of the tables that I'm looking at, the Foreign Office, getting cut by 5%.
The Tories have called the plans a fantasy, with Shadow Chancellor Mel Stride saying it's spend now, tax later. The Prime Minister has condemned violence in Ballymena after a second night of disturbances left 17 officers with injuries. The Police Service of Northern Ireland has warned rioting risks undermining the criminal justice process into an allegation of a sex attack on a teenage girl at the weekend. The first heat health alert of the year has been issued for eastern and southeastern parts of England from tomorrow night until Sunday morning. It's to warn healthcare providers they could see more elderly and at-risk patients. Parts of the UK could reach 30 degrees on Friday. BAFTA-winning Shameless actor Anne-Marie Duff and Everton manager David Moyes are being honoured by the Prince of Wales at Windsor Castle. They are awarded OBEs for services to drama and association football. Sarah Lurcock, a museum manager on the remote South Atlantic island of South Georgia, which has no permanent residence, will be awarded the Polar Medal for her work and dedication. And the weather, largely sunny and warm this afternoon. There will, though, be some cloud and even drizzle in northwest Scotland and a high of 24. From Global's newsroom, for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
And it's time for your midweek Classic FM Hall of Fame 3 at 3. A good year, the highest ever position for Addy Amos by Carl Jenkins.
Anne-Marie Minhall.
On Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Who can make your plants greener, apparently, with his music. Johann Sebastian Bach, as you and me heard earlier. Sheep may safely graze, from Cantata number 208 by the great composer Yo-Yo Ma on cello with the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra, a non-mover in the Classic FM Hall of Fame this year. Our three at three, Addie Amos, Songs of Sanctuary, got us underway. Carl Jenkins' great piece, really the piece that kind of made his name, I would say. On flute, Emma Howlin, and Carl himself conducting the London Philharmonic Choir with the Addie Amos Symphony Orchestra of Europe. Up 12 places in 2025 to number 54. Six entries for Dvorak from the Czech Republic this year. Three climbers, three fallers, including Symphony number 8.
Thank you.
Of Symphony No. 8 by Dvorak rounds off our Classic FM Hall of Fame 3 at 3 this Wednesday afternoon. We heard the Philharmonia Orchestra, and their conductor was the muchly missed Charles Mackerras. Hall of Fame Hour, Dan Walker will bring that to us on Classic FM tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. Right now, 17 minutes past 3, and Bedrich Smetana is about to set the mood for his famous opera. Quite simply, it is a thrilling romp. It's The Bartered Bride. the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra under Daryl Ang, and the curtain up, the overture to The Bartered Bride by Bedrick Smetner on Classic FM, a celebration of rural life and love.
Classic FM. We'll be right back.
Love that. One of my favourite symphonies by Mendelssohn, number 3, inspired by his travels around Scotland, therefore nicknamed the Scottish Symphony. It was the second movement, which was performed for you and me this afternoon by the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, and conducting it was Yannick Nézet-Séguin. And from Georges Bizet, La Lesienne Suite number 1, part of that lovely work with the Les Musiciens de Louvre under Mark Minkowski. Just after 3:30, just about half an hour away then, from Margarita Taylor being back with us on Classic FM from 4 o'clock until 7 p.m, including her film favourite round about 4:30. And if you're looking for something relaxing a little later, try this.
If you're revising at the moment, we've got the perfect soundtrack to help you concentrate. Classic FM Calm. Soothe nerves and improve focus with the most peaceful classical music. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
FM.
Conducting the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra on Classic FM was John Elliott Gardner. We heard the Joyous March written by Chabrier.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Benedetti bringing us the finale to Vivaldi's Violin Concerto, the one in A minor. Nicola, together with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra on that occasion, and Christian Kernan was the conductor. And from Rossini, the Thieving Magpie Overture, Yehudi Menuhin taking up the baton to be in charge of Sinfonia Varsovia. It is 11 minutes to four. This is Classic FM this Wednesday afternoon. And just before Margarita Taylor rejoins us, the Basel Chamber Orchestra deliver Schubert. We'll be right back. jolly demeanour, Franz Schubert, the third movement of Symphony No. 6 by the composer. And it was Heinz Holliger who was with the Basel Chamber Orchestra. Look forward to your company, if you so wish, tomorrow. Classic FM requests. See you at 1.
Classic FM.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
What would you say to someone who's always posting holiday snaps on Instagram?
Get a life.
People are going to be emailing in with their problems.
Well, we'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehalls, a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
I'm Dr. Andrew Darwood from the Darwood & Tanner Dental Practice. For over 30 years now, with co-founder Dr. Susan Tanner, we've assembled a dedicated and caring multidisciplinary team of dental experts who are at the forefront of their field, all with just one purpose in mind, creating the most comprehensive, tailored and complete dental implant treatments to keep you smiling.
For more on dental implants and our full range of treatments, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero Accounting Software. These are your numbers. These are your numbers sorted with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is you.
Hi.
This is you taking business where you want with the help of Xero Accounting Software.
Hello, world.
This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero and having your numbers sorted all at the same time so you can finally focus on taking business where you want to. Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
It's time to reserve your place at the unmissable Kia Electric Experience. Be one of the first to see our highly anticipated new electric vehicles. The sporty Kia EV4, an athletic hatchback with advanced electric power. And the spacious Kia EV5, an SUV with a perfect blend of versatility and performance. Discover our award-winning electric range, including this year's UK and World Car of the Year, the EV3. Secure your exclusive place today. Search the Kia Electric Experience.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no. Me, I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
Here comes Steve, with the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair. And if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow. Which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock, the NHS and Defence are the big winners in the Chancellor's spending review. Rachel Reeves has promised record cash investment with an extra £29 billion a year for the health service. Spending on the military will rise from 2.3% of GDP to 2.6% by 2027. Transport, housing and schools will see a boost too, and the government has promised to stop housing asylum seekers in hotels by 2029. Conservative Shadow Chancellor Mel Strides called the plans a fantasy.
This spending review is not worth the paper that it is written on. Because the Chancellor has completely lost control. This is the spend now, tax later review.
The Home Office, Foreign Office and DCMS all get cuts. Police in Northern Ireland say 17 officers have been injured and 5 people arrested after a second night of violence in Ballymena. Cars were set on fire and fireworks thrown at police as disorder broke out after an alleged sexual assault. Police have called it racist thuggery. First Minister Michelle O'Neill has called it abhorrent.
One Filipino family had placed a sticker on their door saying Filipino lives here in an effort to try and make sure that people didn't target their home, because perhaps the Filipino community in Ballymena would be viewed more favourably than the Roma community or some other communities.
That was Northern Ireland-based journalist Amanda Ferguson. A 5G phone mast has been attacked in Belfast, the second in a week. The PSNI say the mast in the Stewartstown Road area was deliberately set alight just after midnight. The stay-at-home choir has rebranded itself the World Choir. The group uses digital technology.